Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm furious. I'm rotten. I'm just getting over a sore throat, so I sound even madder than I am. Understand, I am not mad at you. You are answering phones. You are not responsible for your company. I got an email last week. I have a subscription to the Star Trek ships. Got an email last week. We're not going to be getting some of our magazines. I wrote an email back with some questions, and last night around 11:30, way after your lines were closed, I got what was clearly a form email signed by a person named Nora. As I said, it was clearly a form, like the email equivalent of a form letter. It did not answer my questions. They offered to suspend my account, which I never even thought of. So I'm wondering, can I get my questions answered, either by you or by somebody else, please?
I can assist you. What was your questions
Okay.
or concerns?
All right. I got an email that the Star Trek ships are not going to have magazines for a while. You had some kind of production problem. Are
Yes.
you aware of that, or is that something you haven't dealt with yet?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Okay. And I bet you've got nasty phone calls, haven't you?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit. Like I said, I sound angry because I'm getting over a sore throat. And I am also angry, but not at you. You had nothing to do with it. Okay, these are my questions. Because I have the original email in front of me, that you're not sending us magazines that we did pay for because the magazines are included in the cost of the ship, even though the invoice says that they're for you and I know they're not. Are you going to reduce the cost of the ships because we are not getting the magazines? That's the first question.
And no price reductions, I'm sorry.
Okay. Now my complaint, the next thing I complained about was people with printer, you did send a link, when I say you, I mean your company, sent a link to the magazines, which apparently are online. And people with printers can print them out. People without printers, such as me, I can go to the library. It's going to be 45 cents a page. You just shipped me four ships. I don't know if the magazines are in there. If they're not, it's 20 pages a magazine, give or take. So you're looking at, I'm going to have to pay $35 to print out four magazines that I actually did pay for. And some libraries don't have computers. My cousin lives across the street from a library. She's in another town. They took the computers out during the pandemic. They haven't brought them back yet. My other question is, you're a large company. The magazines exist at some point because they are online. Is there some reason your company either can't print the magazines out in-house or outsource the printing to Staples or OfficeMax or something? Do you know why?
Well, from what I know is that all of our products are being produced overseas. If I'm not mistaken, somewhere in China, going to the UK, coming here with us. And during that process, there was a bit of an issue with supplies. With that being said, that same, when we were notified about this email being sent to customers, because we weren't notified until probably a week later after you guys have received this email, the news
So you're getting
traveled.
people calling and screaming at you, and you didn't have, in the beginning, you had no idea why.
Yes, it got to this news here got to us a bit late.
That's horrible. That really is. I'm so sorry.
Yes, and from what we were told from upper management here is that that same day that we were notified, they had restocked all the magazines for the rest of the collection. So the orders that are going out now may have emails, may have magazines, may have not. But per the email that well, as far as I understood, they're not going to be resending out the emails after they come back in stock. But it has something to do with supply issues.
Okay, now wait a minute. If the magazines are coming back in stock, okay, the four ships to me that are en route, I don't know if there are magazines in there or not. We're going to err on the side of caution. If there are not magazines in there, but you have the magazines back in stock, can I request the magazines later rather than go to the library and print out four magazines at 45 cents a page?
The only way to request for the magazines is to reorder the ships itself for it to
I
come with
don't
the
need the sh
magazine.
That doesn't make any sense. I know that's the script they told you to say, I'm sure. Does that make sense to you?
Personally, no. It doesn't make
okay.
sense.
Okay. And I also know you have to be very, very careful how you answer my questions, because these calls are recorded, and it's not for quality assurance. It's to be sure that I don't yell at you and scream at you and tell you how horrible you are, which you are none of those things. You are very nice and very patient. I feel very bad that we got emails before you people were, before you and your coworkers were brought on board, and you had no idea at the beginning what was going on. And if anybody's listening to this call, that is a horrible way to treat your employees. They should have been notified at least the same time your customers were, not later. Well, since I don't really like your answer, which is not your fault, you're telling me what you were told to tell, is there a way I can ask a supervisor a question?
Yes, I can transfer you over
to you.
A supervisor. Just in case.
Thank you.
Just in case this is the last time we're speaking, thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Please hold.
And you were very, very helpful, and I mean it when I said that to whoever's listening to this call.
Thank you.
And you should have been told before the customers were. That's outrageous. That's a poor way to treat your employees.
Yes, ma'am. I want to transfer the call. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss.
Thank you.